and don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
The crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square. Thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hand in benediction. The fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In the Piazza Navona, the Trevi, even sections of the Palatine, long tables were heaped with pasta and fruit and all manner of home-produced pastries. For had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco, given the lesson, open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour, and his to you. Let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
Okay, stop. One and three.
There's no doubt of
it
that.
It looked bad, but not
American
as bad as it might have
50s.
Been. The left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod held it broken. Not as bad as a broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to cheese thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents,
totally
and scratches.
Copy.
Chi found the chrome strip that Janet
Pete
had so admired about 15 yards back in a brush, peeled off by a limb. He laid it carefully on the back seat. A plume of dust produced by the Plymouth was receding over the rim of
the
mesa. Chi watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in
the
buick, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would have to walk
to
get the telephone, thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking about such things was far more pleasant than considering his secondary problem, which was... Okay, stop. Two and three.
Open your hearts and your cupboards to your
neighbour. Absolutely beautiful, Janet Pete had said.
Let all men high and low
I fell in love with it,
she
said. Just what I always wanted.
And chaos
but
and
he would think
that what better way
later
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring
the
into
the
diminishing
of
the haze of dust,
love for
but his vision was turning inward, imprinting the back shoe bandit in his memory.
Let the word
the
go
profile,
the
suggestion
brothers,
of pockmarks in a jaw, the hair, the cap.
And very much each other
this has
fingers.
Become a matter
for
of pride.
A few days,
he would find the man again, sooner or later.
The of everyone,
by mid-afternoon,
sweet and the sad,
with the big bag at Bennett's old garage, it would be
raise the
sooner.
Wine, show laughter
so
and tears
Plymouth.
And accept one another in had expressions
in fact
of love.
Once told it
let the world see there is no shame in the exaltation of the spirit.
Everything that
touched,
goes around comes around, she said happily. Everything balances
the sweet
over.
Memories beyond the feast of
I wouldn't
Gennaro,
say that, so said.
And let life
what's
be
it going
by
to
the
cost you
of Christian benevolence.
To balance out this big?
The earth can
I
be
mean
a better
catching
place.
The sound
of
a beach,
the living
she
to
said.
Make it so. That
at
was
least
the
I'm going
Francesco
to be able...
The
okay,
first.
All together.
A
she's not my girlfriend,
tens
she
of
said. She's a lawyer with DNA, tribal legal services. I ran into her last summer. She described how he had picked up a man who came to be Janet Pitt's client and had tried to have him kept in
the
Farmington jail until he had a chance to talk to him, and how sore Pitt had been about
him.
Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kill somebody and need a lawyer. I don't see how you're going to catch him with little I know about him, so not even his name. What I remember is he works out
symbols of the
in a blank of gas filled on
the
other side of Farmington, or said he did,
giving the illusion of a
and that you pulled him
in
when he had transmission
in the corner
trouble,
seated in a wheelchair
and he paid you with $200
was
bills,
the vicar of Christ,
and he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as slick neck as
a
revival time.
He was a strong yet gentle features.
Okay, we stop.
The final piece.
So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, a man of the earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paper plate. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous head, his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure. Managi, whispered Francesco, his large peasant hand covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
My God,
I don't know about that,
he was always the smartest
one. She prepares this big elaborate
cardinal
approach. Had a guest coming to visit,
a
man very important to her. She put it in the fridge and she didn't come back.
Lippon
had been looking out across the grasslands toward the distant thunderheads.
The cardinal
must have occurred to him that this would sound strange. She glanced at
Francesco, always
to San Juan County missing persons case. He said, but I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said. I am on terminal leave, Lippon said. A few more days and I am a civilian.
Chi
could think of nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Lippon, but he respected him. But I'm not a civilian yet, he added. And what we have here is peculiar. This overlap, I mean. We have Dr. Freeman Bell now, being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
Don't push, I go.
What was he worried about?
So, you just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
was
if I was standing, giving,
was
not taking,
not
I should reverse it. Don't miss, just do what's
truth.
Natural. Then I see.
Simply too
not
much
that natural.
That
come
crazy.
On. All right, all right.
Would have
the pontiff rose
some
from his
way,
chair and smiled benignly at all the room. He turned once again to his aide and spoke softly so that no one could hear. In case anyone should ask which one is San Gennaro, nobody would ask. If someone does, use your standard reply. Ah yes, study the scriptures myself. You know, this is all crazy. Walk slowly and stand up straight and smile for God's sake. You're happy. I'm miserable.
And Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco
I,
vicar of Christ, walked through the enormous doors out onto the balcony to be greeted by a thunderous roar that shook the very foundations of St. Peter's. Thousands upon thousands of the faithful raised their voices in exaltation of the Spirit. Lipapa, Lipapa, Lipapa.
All together.
And
none of
it
in any of Lippon's business, she thought. Not if he had resigned. So why was he out here, sitting on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today? He must enjoy it, or he wouldn't be here. So why was he resigned? Why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess. Lippon seemed to be thinking about it, almost as if for the first time. He glanced at
the
tree. I guess I'm tired, he said.
The glass shattered,
but you're using leaf time out here, chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering about that myself, Lippon said. Maybe it's the fire horse in France. Lifelong habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Freeman Bernard woman. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare the big dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator?
What the hell are they saying?
To cheer the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her dinner spoil was all too easy, especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. All right, thanks. Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.